Melanin Rich Productions presents Flights with Benefits Podcast. As we finish the boarding process, please recline those seats and relax as we discuss everything from news, relationships, and of course, traveling the world. We're your flight crew, and we welcome you to the episode. All right, what is up? Welcome to Flights with Benefits Podcast, a laid-back podcast where we discuss everything from travel, news, relationships, and everything between. Today, we have a new segment for you. We are going to be kicking it in the flight lounge, which is basically us kicking it with other travel-minded people, our friends, who hopefully be your friends, and just talking about things that we wish we were doing right now, which is travel, as well as, you know, some other random topics, which I'm, of course, Sir Bailey will bring, because that's what the energy that he provides to us every single week. But today I am happy to introduce, you know, our first, you know, guest, Pia. Say what's up, Pia.
What's up?
Pia's a good friend of mine. She, now I'll let her
not a friend
talk
of mine,
about
clearly.
The things she,
not my friend.
I'll let her, please so don't worry about Bailey. Bailey was upset for some other things that happened, but you know, don't let them distract you from such what an awesome person that Pia is.
Allegedly.
Lawyer in DC.
Ask my DMs, Bailey. Ask them, they'll tell you.
Pia is currently a lawyer in DC. She graduated from Berkeley, you know, William and Mary, as well as, you know, just being an awesome, you know, person that, you know, I'm happy I got to meet when I first came to DC. But, you know, Pia is also one of the realest people you ever meet. So she's on here, keep it real, with the flight crew. We're just going to kind of get into it. And Pia, we ask everybody, no matter who you are, when you come on the podcast, what is your travel? So tell us, what is your travel?
I've never actually traveled solo before. I've never done a solo trip. And one of the reasons why I've never done that and never really desired to do that is because I really enjoy experiencing things. And I get the most enjoyment in experiencing different things with people. And having shared experiences with other people. Although I've never traveled to a destination by myself, I've gone to different maybe excursions by myself, and I found that while I was there, it's like, wow, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, right? And like, nobody's with you, so it's like really kind of hard to, you know, capture the moment by video or picture or whatever. It never really fully translates, so I always really like to bring somebody with me so that we can share moments together. So that's my travel. I travel to experience new things. I travel to see things I've never seen. I travel to give myself a break or give myself an education. I travel for the simple fact that I can and I want to. So that's my travel.
Yeah, I love that answer, that give myself education, because a lot of people don't travel to learn things new. They stay kind of in their bubble. You know what I mean? Like, what was something that you feel like you experienced, like, outside of the box that you were like, oh, no, nobody's doing this. I'm going to do it.
Meeting Bailey and I remember it. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Oh, my God. Bailey is so in his feelings right now because he asked me, remember that time I met
this
you?
This is not a good representation, like, of the bros right now, man. It's not.
I can't help the fact that I can't remember every single person who's crossed my life one time.
Oh, Bailey, so evening.
Hurt. Apparently, you're my flight four that I just found out. So I don't. I'm sorry if you are offended.
I don't think he's offended. I think that Sir Bailey likes to be the life of the party. So he thinks that he's such a vibrant person that
everyone remembers him.
Choice but to remember him.
Of course.
But you have proven a point that me and Kim have had for a while that, you know what, I'm just gonna leave that alone. But anyway, you know, please continue to answer the question.
Right. Okay. So I'll answer the question. So any place that I travel, any place that I go, I always like to at least go to one museum or kind of something that tourists don't usually go to. Let's say if I go to a beach town or something and most people just hang out on the beach all day, I'll try to find some kind of day trip or excursion that's going to show me a little bit more about the place that I'm in. When I turned 30, we took a big trip to Costa Rica. We were there for like 3 weeks. And each week we did something different. So the first week was kind of like an adventure week where we like went whitewater rafting and zip lining and horseback riding on the beach and all these crazy things. And it was really fun. And then the second week we kind of just chilled out at a resort on the beach for like the weekend, like had massages and chilled by the pool and did whatever. And then we kind of went around and learned more information about the country, like went to museums and went to a volcano, a couple of volcanoes actually. Just learned different things about the topography and the people and the culture. So one of the reasons why we chose Costa Rica for our 30th birthday was because it was a place where we could do fun things, chill on the beach, and get an education. So that was one of my favorite.
So you keep saying like us, as in our 30th birthday. Was it like a group or like?
Oh, sorry. So I speak in us a lot because I have an identical twin. And she is oftentimes with me, not always, but the majority of the trips that I have taken, trying to figure out that's a fair statement. I would say about 40% of the trips that I've taken, my sister has been with me. So on our 30th birthday, we went together, and we also have a friend whose birthday is on the same day as ours. So it was the three of us. We've known each other since we were in kindergarten. So we always kind of do things on our birthday together, and 30 was a big one. So we all
All jokes aside,
I didn't want to say it was 3 weeks now.
Yeah,
3 weeks.
But the 3 weeks you get to experience everything. You know?
But the question is,
sometimes it's
back?
Like, oh, I'm tired of this. I want to do something else. 3 weeks you get to do like rotate, do all different types of stuff. I get
it was really fun, and especially because of the way that we kind of segmented out the weeks, it was like we were doing. It was like we were
so
going
would you go to back to Costa Rica though after doing 3 weeks
fun.
There.
I would go back. I love Costa Rica. It was really, really fun. The people were amazing. The food was good. It was just great. We went deep sea fishing, and I caught a big old tuna, and we took it back to the hotel. And the chef
I was about to say, did
us.
You actually eat it though? Because a lot of people are
so
like,
no one can see Mr. Adventurous's face.
It was
deep sea fishing, caught the tuna, cooked it. He was like, tell me more. Yes. Oh my goodness. Oh.
Why are you like this, Bailey? Like,
he's like what? That because he is. Yes.
How
like,
else would I be? You know. Cut it out. Cut it out.
But yes, I was gonna say, going actually fishing and then catching your own fish, then that wasn't on the resort, correct? Like you actually did that in someone's home, or was it like a homestay?
Oh no, we took it back. So we went on the deep sea fishing trip and we caught the fish, and they told us that if we brought it back to the hotel, we could ask the chef if he could cook it for us, and the chef at the hotel.
Did you've done this before? Like, was it just like the first time I caught a tuna type of thing?
That was the first time I caught any fish ever.
That's crazy.
So she out there. She out there. First time fishing.
It was big too.
I'm just saying.
It was so big we couldn't finish it. It was huge.
I'm just saying. From California, like they don't go fishing over there for real. The water's cold. If you're from Florida. You just get in the boat and go fishing. I'm just
I feel like we have talked about this Florida California rivalry situation. And
I don't think it's a rivalry.
Wait. Just the Kim play, you
there
know
is no
there is no rivalry.
Exactly, because it's not Florida, it's not Miami.
We know who the more superior state is.
Which state is
so,
that?
So wait. Any kind of rivalry exists in the Floridian's mind. I would
So while we're speaking, so our viewers, you can't see. We can see each other. You guys can't. But, you know, Pia's, you know, happily representing her home state, you know, with her sweatshirt. And Sir Bailey is currently in Florida. So, yeah, this is super funny to me.
But Bailey, you're not from Florida. Are you from Florida?
I mean, in this episode, yes. In this episode,
yes. So hard. You're not
the only one that's from Florida. G, you're from Florida, right?
Wow.
My family's from Florida.
Okay.
My family's from Florida.
Well, right. So,
okay.
To clear.
So Bailey, where were you born? Where were you actually born? Where did you spend your high school years?
Those are two things. I wasn't born in it. I went straight to high school, Esquire. I'm just saying.
Where did you spend your high school years? So,
I was born in Miami, actually. I grew up in Jamaica because my family, you know, were Jamaican. All right. So I was born in Miami for, you know, back then, come have a baby here, get citizenship. So
I'm side-eyeing you.
It is what it is.
I low-key did not know this about Bailey because all of the episodes, he's like,
I am Jamaican.
He slips into his Jamaican accent. He talks about
first off, So let's clear that up now. So my mother's citizenship was contingent on having Bailey in America, right? I was conceived in Jamaica. I was gestating. I was there. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to go to Miami real quick. Boom. Citizenship.
I feel like this is a whole nother episode about, you know, birth tourism, but
we can do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I grew up in Jamaica, you know, in Kingston, you know, Dorney Park, all that stuff. However, for the high school question, yes, I did go to school, high school in Florida. I went to FAM, Florida State. You feel me? So.
No, high school.
In Florida.
Miami.
And I went to college.
In Miami.
In Tallahassee, Florida. So I have Florida, okay. You know, so right now, I'm at my dad's house in Florida. Right? So, however, you know, it's only because you're on here, Pew, I have to give you this energy, man. I have to give you this energy.
No, you give everybody that energy. Don't lie.
I don't know why I warrant this energy.
You mean there's none of that? That's not that Coleman love, you know, right there.
This is the Coleman love. Because on my
he's still hurt because she didn't remember.
Yeah, it's okay. I just talk a lot of foolishness, and I like, you know, the antagonist. But no, Kappa Chapter at UC Berkeley is in the top five chapters for the Reds that I fool with Heartbody. All right, so I just have to give Pia that energy because I felt so hurt for like 10 seconds. I did feel hurt, and it's okay. I don't want to hear no response.
10 seconds.
Mr. Adventure.
It was a little bit longer than 10 seconds. It was more.
Pia, choose a side. It was 10 seconds.
No, Pia. So
is he still continuing?
Full disclosure, he wants you to choose a side because, of course, me and Kim represent the first fam. So he wants you to be on his side.
We had a whole episode where he was so hurt and was like trying to prove himself. I was like, this is not. He was like, I mean, let me just tell you about myself, Alex. I was like, okay. You're right.
Yeah, we had another alpha on, and he just, you know, all of a sudden he was like, well. I was like, bro, this is...
Bailey did a whole spiel.
He's a doctor. We're having a conversation. Like,
I didn't know.
But so it's nothing to do with you, but know that energy does get applied evenly to a lot of people. But I think you hurt his feelings, which happens. But we can move on to that because we're adults, right? We're adults. Anyway, no, Pia, so my question really, since we're kicking it with our friends on here, is like,
allegedly,
all right, it's well, she's my friend, she don't have to be your friend.
If you're on my profile, I would tell you some all types of other stuff, but I respect deference right now, Gerald.
So my whole thing is, she was talking about going all these different places, but because of Atlanta, well, I'm not gonna say just Atlanta and Florida, but because of all these other places, it's just kind of disrupted her schedule. So I guess my sentiment is like, Pia, for you, because Gerald was telling us that you've been all over. You just talked about Costa Rica, and he told us he went to Carnival. So would you be at Carnival around this? Not this time. When is it? When is Carnival in?
Yeah.
Would you really? Have you gone every year, or like, what is your process?
I've gone 4 years to Trinidad Carnival. Carnival is always the week leading into Ash Wednesday, so Carnival will be because Ash Wednesday moves depending on the year. It's just, I think, like, maybe this. I don't know. Sometimes it's in March and sometimes it's in February, like late February. But whenever Ash Wednesday is, Carnival Monday will be that Monday. And then actual Carnival will be that Tuesday, Carnival Tuesday, and then Ash Wednesday. So that's what sets the carnival calendars whenever.
And you're like missing it, right? Well, right now, this is like the time you should be preparing to go. And are you actually in it every year?
Yeah.
So just close your eyes and just imagine that COVID wasn't a thing.
And, you might go crazy. You know,
Eight months later, I still closed.
I'm saying we gotta have this hope. Come on. It's almost.
Are you gonna take the vaccine?
So I actually just got my second dose today.
I feel great. So you had
no chance. I'm ready to go back to carnival. Right. What you talking about?
She was like, I'm doing this right now.
Low key, but it's in DC. You're in DC, correct? In DC, how did you get so far? Because I heard it's like this really long waiting list. How did you?
Yeah, so it's a super long list. DC's actually been doing a really good job of getting people COVID tests and also getting people vaccinated. So I was able to actually skip the line. My boyfriend works for a medical organization and he had to get the shot, and part of his job is to go out to different hospitals across the country and like audit their sanitation systems. And so I was able to get the shot as being part of his household, because if I could go south to all these
and he brings back
come
home.
Back and you got that COVID.
Yikes.
Yeah, I also have severe asthma and I have a compromised immune system, so it just was not going to be possible for me to continue to work without me getting vaccinated as well when he was getting vaccinated. So.
Plus, I think that everybody in DC should be mandatory or to get the vaccine, since we had this foolishness in the last couple of weeks. And we had a whole lot of outside people come in and do a little insurrection. And I'm on it again. I'm still.
Wasn't all outside shot. People, or you sure one people from?
It was some inside people. Oh, okay. It was some inside people.
But mandatory is such a strong word. Because
I'm sorry. They should be moved up in the line because of insurrections. How about that?
But DC and New York are all really close together too. Like, it's not very likely that you're not going to run into somebody who's taking a walk down the street. If you live in DC proper, there's people all over just walking the street. Maybe like Arizona or places that are spaced out.
Not so much. I mean, I live in DC proper, and I mean, most people are in cars. People aren't really walking around, and all of the places where you would be walking around, like farmers markets or U Street or H Street, they're all shut down. So nobody's really outside. And if they are, they're just like walking dogs.
Are you a bruncher?
Bailey, you're talking about during COVID brunching? Because there's still some people brunching.
I'm asking questions.
Houston's still brunching.
So are you a bruncher? Like, you like a good brunch? So how crazy?
I do. I love a good brunch. I haven't been to brunch
How much brunch fatigue are you feeling right now? Like, you need a good brunch and mimosas and all that right now.
I mean, I would say just as much as I need any other kind of human contact and interaction. I mean, I really haven't had it because, like I said, I am one of the vulnerable populations. So I have been in my house, like legit in my house. I would love to brunch with my girls. Not happening. I love to, you know, do our little vision boards.
Yes, vision board party.
Okay.
None of those things are happening. So I just wish I was able to be in contact and communication, physical communication with people who
I respect that. So who has the best brunch? DC, Atlanta.
Well, that's a good one.
DC, Atlanta, Houston, or California?
Well, I haven't had brunch in all of those places, so I don't. I can only speak to
what places have you had brunch?
I've had brunch, obviously, in D.C. Mm-hmm. I've had brunch in California, in L.A., in Oakland, in Atlanta. I have had brunch in Houston. I went to that place that everybody always goes to. It's not the turkey place. It's the place. It's a different place. There's always a line. They've got soul food. You know what I'm talking about?
I actually never been to Houston.
I don't know. I don't know the name, but no, I mean, I've been to brunch in lots of different places. I would say the best DC brunch though is probably, I really love Bounty Farmers brunch. It's very good. The chicken is amazing for a not so good place.
I love Founding Farmers. Man. Now I'm sad.
I also love a good Unlimited.
Have you been to Brooklyn's Finest?
Unlimited.
It's so good. Brooklyn, it's in Brooklyn. I gotta get the exact address, but my boyfriend's Lime Brother used to.
I don't go over to Brooklyn very often.
They have some good gyms. Because I used to go back on.
How do you go from brunch to gyms?
Gems. They have some good gems.
Gems. Oh, I was just like,
what are you talking about? Oh, you were talking about.
Open your mouth.
First of all, I was talking about there's U Street, there's H Street, there's Brooklyn, there's like a whole. It used to not be like this. Yes. But I feel like a lot of these brunch places we were used to meet up with people and stuff like that. So you mentioned your boyfriend. So were y'all dating pre-COVID or like you met him? Yeah. So how has that been? Like, you can't even go out on dates or stuff like that. We were talking about this in one of our other episodes.
I mean, it's made us think, I wouldn't say we're boring. But it's just made it like.
That's, wait, did you say I wouldn't say we're boring? So you're like, actually thinking like, no, are we boring?
Are we boring right now?
Before COVID, it was like, we're going here, we're going there, we're doing all these things, we're hanging out with friends, we're doing blah, blah, blah. But now all we can do is like watch Netflix and
now
like,
you got to question your friends too. You'd be like, do we know them? Do we really know them?
Are we really friends?
Exactly. And we have to make strategic decisions of what, you know, where we go and if there's going to be there, who's going to be there. And have those people been on Instagram showing their ass?
Of course you travel shaming.
That's why we are friends.
Immunocompromised.
Do you see this?
No. I'm not talking about traveling. I'm just talking about general. Like, for example, last summer when the whole, you know, everybody was protesting everything, everybody's outside and everybody's, you know, being at the protest without a mask. Like, if I saw you on Instagram being at the protest with all these people without masks, shoulder to shoulder, no, I'm not gonna go to your.
You weren't down for the cause? Like, COVID for the cause.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to get sick.
Speaking on that, like I was
traveled during COVID as well, but so I don't
speaking on that, like I was outside of the country last year and I was watching all of the protests and I'm like, I'm with it. I'm 100% with it, but yo, y'all don't got masks on, man. Like what we doing?
They were doing it for the cause. But you know what's interesting? They did the same thing with the insurrectionists, as that's what I mean by they. They storming the Capitol. I feel like I saw maybe 3 out of everybody's whole masks. And that was like 2 weeks ago. But no one said anything about masks.
They already had COVID. That's
Mm-hmm. Well, because they knew they were already coming here without masks.
It was like a super spreader in D.C.
Yeah.
Kind of remind me of Planet of the Apes. You know what I'm saying? Like, one person had it.
In what way?
One person had it, 2 people had it, 3 people, and then they went crazy.
Oh, I think you're thinking about Contagion.
No, he's talking about the... Yes, I get that reference. No, I'll defend Bailey on that one.
I clearly haven't watched Planet of the Apes recently.
But you said that you have the vaccine, so you feel a little bit better, but we also don't know exactly what this vaccine can and can't do. So when do you feel like you're going to be more comfortable and like venturing forth out into the world?
Well, I'll tell you that even after I got the first shot, it's like, it's not even, for me, as somebody who has been basically quarantined since March 13th, 2020, and not going outside, not being in crowds, not being around a lot of people, like the people who I actually see in my face, it's like basically about 4 people, and it's been that way since March 2020. So for somebody like me who hasn't really has been quarantining straight up for months, Just getting the first shot, the sense of the peace of mind that I was given was worth more than anything. So regardless of whether, you know, it's 95% effective or, you know, you have 95% immunity or whatever, just knowing that if I do come in contact with the virus, knowing that I'm not going to die from it or be ridiculously sick to the point where I will have to go to ICU or be put on a ventilator is giving me everything right now. So regardless of you know, what people say about the vaccine or whatever, and it's not as though I'm going to go out and not wear a mask or not continue to socially distance and stuff because you can still be a carrier and give it to other people, which I'm not trying to do. But just the peace of mind of knowing that if I come in contact with it, I'm not going to die, which is not what the perception that I had before getting this vaccine. It's just, it's everything.
Is this like a part of, because you're a lawyer, correct? So you have to interact on some level with clients, on some level. Do you actually go in to your job? So it's completely work from home?
Yes. As the kind of lawyer that I am, I have absolutely no human interaction.
Are you like a tax lawyer?
Anybody.
No. I don't know why I automatically thought taxes.
No. But, I do labor and employment law. So I do mostly, actually exclusively, civil litigation. And it's not as though I'm not working. I've had hearings during COVID. I've had depositions during COVID. I've had multiple meetings a week, but everything is just on video. I do everything from my office. And I haven't seen anybody.
I would say, unfortunately, you got to meet some new people, you get to meet Bailey for the first time, but you haven't. But I would say, hopefully, we brought some entertainment on your video instead of the type of videos that you usually have. Hopefully, we bring some entertainment into your life for our and thank you again for coming on.
half the episode Bailey was hurt, but thank you for coming on, regardless. Yes. I always like to, you know what, it's interesting because I always like to hear people who have traveled, but you're immunocompromised. So traveling again, getting that vaccine is such like an integral part of that. Like, do you already have an idea of, or do you have plans already for 2021 since we're in January still?
I have no plans just because me even being able to get this vaccine is kind of like okay, let me get it real quick. You know, it's not something that I like planned out. So the plan going into 2021 was to maintain the same way that I had been in 2020. And so I don't see that changing a whole lot just because I have this vaccine. Although, like I said, I would be more open to traveling now just because I know that I have it. But I don't have anything planned. Also, there's not many places that are open for travel right now. There's like a handful of places, and most of the places I've been. And I like to go places I've never been. With the exception of Trinidad, which I've been to multiple times. But yeah, I don't have any major plans at this moment. I would love to be on somebody's beach somewhere just because my skin has not seen the sun in a very, very long time. And this color that I am currently, I don't even recognize.
Can you see through?
So that would be nice, but like I said, I have no specific plans.
Okay, so I have a question. So you've basically been home for the past year, right? If you could travel with like super minimal interaction, to get to a beach, would you do it? Okay, yes. So you should go on the auto train, right? Drive to the train station, it's in DC area. Get on the auto train, put your vehicle on there. Get in your own like kind of suite, like roomette. Stop talking to her.
I feel like Florida's coming.
All right, get on there, it's you and your boyfriend, because you're sequestered away from everyone. Drops you off in Florida and get back in your car. See, I'm trying to help you mitigate having to talk to people.
I thought I knew this was coming.
killed it as soon as you said Florida.
Wait, it's an auto train, so she doesn't have to contact, touch anywhere.
Not really, no.
Until she gets to Florida.
Yeah, until you get to Florida.
And then it's like everybody is out and doing everything.
Hold on. I'm trying to give you some light here. You're on the train, right? You don't have to go to the rental car place. You don't have to talk to anybody. Get off the train, you wait, you get your vehicle, you spray it down a little Lysol, you know, somebody has to move your car, and then you go to the beach, and minimal interaction.
And then there's the COVID from all the people in Florida.
Yeah, I'm not trying to go to Florida beach. When you said beach, I did not consider you talking about.
But Loki, you know that, Bailey. If you go to the Florida beach right now, you're telling me you're going to be the only person on the beach?
Legitimately, I went to the beach yesterday, and people like, I get it. Like, I didn't go to South Beach. I'm not going to like Star Island. No, I'm not doing that because people are just losing their mind.
Where are you in Florida?
So,
Clearwater.
I'm in South Florida. So I'm in Broward. However, I went to Fort Lauderdale Beach and I went to Hollandale Beach, and people were legitimately 5, 10, 15 feet away from each other. Like, they were just trying to enjoy their own little bubble. And last night on my way home, people had their tents on the beach so they could really like be away and just have their own space. So, all jokes aside, you know, I'm gonna always make jokes and I'm gonna always talk a lot of foolishness, hurt feelings or not. But you know, I'm all about the travel. Like, I love to travel, and I think that for melanated people, you know, we, not to come at you any type of way, but yeah, honestly, like, we do a lot of times do things in fear. Now, you know, compromise is not something to just play with, but I would still say don't be stir crazy. Just, you know, go for a walk. You do leave the house though, right? Like, you go for a walk here and there. Okay, because yeah, you get stir crazy.
My thing is though, like, I feel you, and like, all due respect, if I'm going to, you know, go someplace far, it's not gonna be.
It's gonna be Oakland.
Like, it's gonna be like, if I'm going to risk.
No.
No, it's gonna be like someplace nice, someplace like Jamaica, Mexico, Turks and Caicos, like someplace like nice. That's not just Florida. No, you know, like,
people try to Miami, Atlanta, Florida.
Did I say that in the last episode? I swear I said that in the last episode.
That's one of the things that we do talk about too, is that this year everything's opening up. People are going to Thailand. Like, we had Sadrina on here talking about going to Thailand. I'm supposed to be going to Bali. Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to be going to Bali with Alex. There's like a whole bunch of different places that you can go that's not just, hey, Florida, Clearwater, Tampa, Tallahassee.
Right.
I support the international.
I mean, same with other places, but there's definitely places.
Being that I lived a year in South Asia, y'all need to head over there. You know, we got some nice places y'all can go. Sri Lanka, I wouldn't recommend going right now. But I'll live right next to the Maldives, and Maldives is open.
Yeah.
Low key, Vietnam is really. I don't know why people.
Ho Chi Minh is nice. Ho Chi Minh is nice.
I have a couple Vietnam's of reasons why fly. you shouldn't go to Vietnam. That might be an episode.
I have a friend that's living there, and she said it's gorgeous.
Yeah, hey, I've been to Ho Chi Minh. Ho Chi Minh is.
I have several questions for her.
So, Pia, question: which Caribbean country is your like your top favorite or your top two countries?
I know where this is.
Favorite country is Trinidad, obviously, because that's like my adopted.
I mean, you fit in. You like skin enough. You fit in.
So I'm not going to take that as a jab against me personally. So I'm just gonna brush on by that. But Trinidad is like, I love Trinidad, and I have officially adopted Trinidad as my home country, even though I was not born there.
That was good.
I like that.
Bob is we.
I like that.
Bob is we, baby.
However, my mother and my father.
I love Trinidad.
Oh my God.
Absolutely love Trinidad. So that will be my number one. I think. Followed by probably Cuba. I went to Cuba and that was really, really nice. It was different, but I think I learned a lot of stuff there, which is probably why it's up there. I've been to a lot of other Caribbean countries, but I feel like each island has its own flair, and you realize that even more when you're like in Trinidad and Carnival, and there's like people from all islands, and you can see the differences. The people, the culture, and like you can tell immediately.
How did you end up?
Just by,
I think you said you were in you're actually in the parade, right? You actually dressed in the. How did you end up getting involved in that? Like, did you have to have someone there make your outfit and get like permission, or did you just kind of show up and jump in?
So I'm assuming you guys don't know anything.
Trinidad Carnival. No, I know Colombian.
Okay, so Trinidad Carnival is like the biggest carnival, rivaled by Brazil, but they do it just slightly differently. Actually, kind of a lot differently. But anyway, in Trinidad, you can be in any parade. Yep. So as long as you pay for it. So there are multiple bands, and bands is what you call the people who procure basically the parade. And there are different companies that kind of get the bands together. So a band is the company that puts everything together. So if you pay for, let's say, so every time I've gone, I have played. When you play with a band, that means you're in the parade. So I'm just trying to explain the terms that I'm using. So when you play in a band, that means that you are basically marching in the band with the trucks and everything. And usually what you do is pay for your costume, and your costume, it gives you entry into the band, gives you, you know, you can choose what kind of costume you want. It can be that backline, frontline. Backline has less feathers. Frontline has the biggest feathers. And what section you want to be in. So the band basically consists of several big buses that are full of speakers. And each bus has a different DJ, and that DJ plays soca. That's what we dance to. That's all we listen to.
I love that.
That's soca.
Go ahead, get that sister. Go ahead, get that sister. I love that we.
Anyway.
So you have, you know, several trucks, and there's different DJs on each truck. Some of the bigger bands, like for example, I play with the biggest band in Trinidad, called Tribe. And that band has at least like 8 or 9 trucks, okay, of music buses, right? There's other bands that have a smaller parade, which is like maybe like 3 trucks, 2 trucks, sometimes even 1 truck, just depends. But they all go around Trinidad on different routes, but basically they have like segmented times where they can be on whatever streets. But every band has to go through the soca drone, which is where the stage is. So I don't know if you've ever heard anybody saying, we're crossing the stage. You got to make sure you're in your section when you cross the stage. That's basically where your section is judged. So there's judges that sit in the stands, and you're judged basically on the music, the vibe, the energy.
So what if you like get tired? So, like if you're like walking all those miles and you're like, I'm tired, can you like hop on the bus?
You don't get tired when you get to the stage.
Like, you get kicked out.
That is where you cannot be tired. There's no such thing. Also, it's kind of hard to describe, especially if you've never like been in it. But it's kind of like the vibe and the energy of the moment kind of puts you in like a trance, kind of. I know it sounds weird, but it's this is the best way that I can describe it. It's like it feels like you're having an out-of-body experience, really. You're moving, the music is bumping, there's people everywhere, and everybody is just having a great time. It's like this euphoria that just keeps you going. It's the adrenaline just keeps recycling itself over and over and over. And when you feel like you're tired, you're like, man, I think I might want to sit down. Then your favorite song comes back on, and it's like your exhaustion.
Like you're in the concert.
And you just
keep going. That's crazy.
You're in it. And you know, depending on, you know, what costume you have, depends on what section you're in. Each section is connected to a specific truck. So I befriended some DJs my first year going, and we always wanted to be where their truck was, but that wasn't necessarily where our section was. But you can
move around,
you know, play around sections as long as you get to your section when you get to the stage, because that's when you're judged or whatever.
This is like making me so excited. I have no idea how bad I want to do this now.
Well, I mean, that's a thing, though, and that I think kind of follows into what Gerald was talking about earlier. Like, I don't know if it's ever going to be like that again, because when you think about Trinidad and you think about Carnival, it's people crushed together for hours, sweating, talking, singing, jumping, dancing for hours, just in very, very narrow streets that are much more narrow than the streets here in DC. And sometimes you have to jump out of the way from getting run over by a truck because there's people everywhere. And I just don't see how that continues. Like, one of the biggest blows to everybody was when the Prime Minister in Trinidad had to basically cancel Carnival for this year. And everybody's like, how can you cancel Carnival? Like, there's no way you can cancel Carnival, because what are people going to look forward to? But now it's just like, even if and when it comes back, there's no way it can be the exact same way that it was. And even if they try to make it that way, people aren't going to want to be that close. I mean, I don't see how anybody gets that close.
So, okay, you take the vaccine. All right, we'll say that. No, I predict that the world, especially the different prime ministers and parliaments, are going to say that you have to be vaccinated to either come to our country soon or do these things, right? You being someone who's taking that actual vaccine, do you think, would you feel comfortable, you know, we talked about immune deficiency and all that stuff, would you feel comfortable doing a regular carnival, a traditional carnival, in like 2 years?
No, because I agree with her.
No, I understand.
You know, even doctors are saying it's not going to be back to normal.
I'm not even comfortable going to a regular concert. Like,
no, I understand. I mean, for a good...
That's super spreaders.
This is like a concert on, like, steroids. Like, the most potent steroids you've ever been on for literally days and days. Because Carnival isn't just that Monday before Ash Wednesday. It's the week before. It's Fets all that the week following and that entire week of Carnival. Like, everybody goes to Tobago on Wednesday after all the carnivals are over, and there's a big party on Tobago. Like, it's parties every single day.
You're a good Trinidadian woman, right? You should, exactly. You should write the Prime Minister and Parliament and let them know, listen, we need to either do 2 weeks where we can, you know, portion it up, or it needs to be like...
But like, Bailey, I don't think people die? Like, I don't think they would
change the essence of it.
I mean,
no one's gonna change people dying to party.
All jokes aside, I'm gonna be real with you. Being Jamaican, I'm waiting for this vaccine and all this science and all this good, you know, Rastafari will provide. I need all of that to be in a bottle. Put it in me, because I want to go back to independence. I want to go to Trinidad Carnival. I want to do these things. So
I think everybody does, though.
I don't think that the world is going to go back to how it was. I don't think anything might be able to get close. There's no way the world is going to go back to how it was before.
Because think about it.
Not anytime soon.
Black death, polio, like all those things basically were pandemics and at a period of time. So in our generation, it's not gonna go back. Hopefully two generations from now, Carnival will be back. But we were talking, we talked to...
You just said two generations.
That's a lot, though. Two generations is a lot.
That's great grandkids.
Because look at it this way. If we look at history, we talk about those different pandemics.
They'll be floating by then. I think we'll be floating by then. Our grandkids are gonna be in space.
They're gonna
But this is the thing, baby. Like, I feel like, you know, polio and like different things like that, where there's like vaccines for it and everybody gets vaccinated for it now and it's not an issue. Those things were not as contagious as COVID-19. Like, physical contagion, but like this
you're
is
good.
Like,
you're good.
I'm sorry, I don't know if this is the question.
You're fine. And there's like super spread. It's there's like, what they call different mutant strains.
Exactly. It's like, it's not just if you sneeze on somebody.
You sneeze
it's,
on me, we fight.
It's if you touch something that somebody had put their particles on 3 hours ago. Like, it's ridiculously contagious. I don't, like,
especially,
polio
especially
was
with
not
the you know, the South African strain, especially with the, you know, they're starting to call LA strain now.
Yeah, that LA strain is crazy.
It's mutating.
I did not say that to give you fuel for anything with California. I'm listening.
And on that note,
I didn't even know what this.
But
I missed the whole thing.
I'm a Cali bro. So I crossed
where
out.
Where did you go to school?
Moving on.
It's not like
you're hating yourself right now.
You low-key are hating yourself, Bailey. She done let it go a long time ago.
Hey, Pia, you need to chill out on that old thing. We are saying we cross like the same day, so I'm just.
Listen, I fully embrace the fact that I am very old in Delta. Like, I am older than the oldest profile that I thought was old when I crossed. So I realized
they were like 5, 6. You like, man, why are you still here? You like,
listen, I have passed the echelon of being offended about feeling old in Delta. I have many, many generations of Neos. There's no way that I don't feel the same energy as a Bailey, who I'm assuming
his reason. So we went on. So the trip that we actually met Kim on, me and Bailey and some other bros went to Colombia. And while we were there, we ended up being a group of Black people, you know, which are younger than me, but, you know, all like different ages, backgrounds, and a whole bunch of alphas. And when we met them, they rolled up to me, and they wanted to do was just like, yeah, you know, alpha, these are all the alphas. I was like, all right. And I went over and met them, and they, you know, we gripped up, we talked to them, gave my information. And from the rest of the evening and the week, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, he's over here hanging out with the old school, bro. I'm like, who?
Dang.
Jared was hurt.
That's you. He said, who?
You
I'm going to give it to Jared. So, Pia, Jared was big hurt because Jared's not that old. It's not like he's like physically old, right? It's just the fact that. But it was just the fact that the dude who said that about him, like they were like a year or two different in age, and Jared was like, you suck. He's like, you suck. He's like, yeah. Like, I'm 31.
You just gotta embrace it. You the grandpa, bruh. You looking out for the young ones. The little babies. Because you gotta admit, the little young ones need a little guidance. The Zoom bruhs are gonna need guidance. So.
Listen.
Somebody gotta do it.
Listen.
Shot fire.
We're gonna have to have a whole episode about that alone. Because, like, all jokes aside.
Big girl,
like,
hey.
No shade to anybody like that. But it's crazy, like Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, all that, like the Zoom 2020s, their feelings are big hurt. Like their feelings are super hurt.
You talk about
I will not partake
in this discussion because you know everyone has to follow their own path.
That's a seasoned
That is the grandpa bros right there.
Those are the talking points that were
y'all
sent out.
He said those were the talking points.
Everyone has to follow their own path.
I like the Zen bro feeling. But at the end of the day, I mean, COVID really interrupted almost everything for everyone. I think we're literally living in a new normal. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, I'm not going to the first carnival in Colombia or in Trinidad or anywhere else, but they don't have to. We can't be doing virtual carnivals, so they got to figure something out.
I had somebody.
Is that your carnival up in the background?
2 weeks ago, there
are feathers. Why are you in her house?
I did.
Why are you in her? What is that in the corner there?
I saw the feathers.
In her house.
That's part of my backpack from
20. Y'all can't see it, but there's a whole bunch of colorful feathers that apparently Bailey wanted to ask about in her background.
I can't even remember what
the
else.
New normal.
The new normal.
Someone called you and said something to you.
No one called me.
I lost my attention.
About the feathers.
So I personally, first of all, again, Pia, we don't take too much of your time. I definitely appreciate you coming and kicking with us. I think we all pre-know that, you know, after 2020, it's not going to be the same. You know, I love to travel. I've been all over the world. I like to go by myself and then go to places that are really hard to reach with people who probably don't have health insurance and probably won't get the vaccine. And I can't do that in good conscience now because, you know, my parents are older, you know, and until we got this vaccine, until they get the vaccine and stuff like that. But even then, you don't know. So I think that we all kind of have to look about how the world is changing. I do, however, think that we shouldn't stop our travels unless you have some reason to, but we just have to realize, go outside of our comfort zone and maybe find something. Maybe that group trip of 18 or, in the Carnival case, 40,000, your closest friends, can't be that trip. You need to break it down and have it be with your, you know, five closest friends and have your own mini vacations or something like that, something you feel comfortable with. But I just don't want us to lose the essence of getting out there, traveling the world, and, you know, learning, just like Pia said, you know, everywhere you do it. So I hope, and that's the only thing I can do, like the rest of us, that 2022 to and on will be a lot better than 2020. I'm not fading 2021, because there's people out here still wild.
That's a fact.
But we're going to try to promote people to still do the research, find your friends that you trust and you know where they've been, and you go out there and you still find your adventures and you still travel. Because, you know, I'm not a people person. Like, I need to be in people's faces all the time, but I even missed being around people or being in the house for a year.
I'm a people person.
So, you know,
and a major extrovert, so imagine how I've been feeling in isolation.
Okay.
Sorry, it took me about like 6 months after that. I was like, I know I like being by myself, but I kind of want other people too. And I was in another country, so it was a whole different story on that. But definitely appreciate your time. Thank you for kicking with us. Anybody else got something to say? I don't know if you want to put your socials out there, because I don't think people want to, you know, people like dropping in them DMs asking about, you know, Carnival.
Hey girl, let me see them feathers. You know,
so, but
I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm private anyway.
Yeah, it's good to see you again. Shut up. See, y'all keep it up. Y'all know I bring the petty. But nah, seriously, like, Carnival's been on my to-do list. I felt, I mean, right now I want to do it. Even I get it.
Yeah, she gave a great description.
Yeah, like,
she
legitimately,
gave,
I felt
you
like
gave
I was
a description
there.
That made me like really mad.
It's the most fun I've ever had in my entire life, and
yeah,
I did it.
So I would say, like, seriously, I know COVID is a thing. Probably in the next 2 years, I'm gonna be at Carnival. I'm just gonna have to, you know, bite the bullet, take the shots,
hoping, wishing, and praying.
I just hope and pray that Carnival
bounce back,
be the same kind of thing.
You know, because at this point, I honestly don't see how it does, but I hope for people who have never been that they can, even in the smallest way, appreciate the energy and the vibe that is Carnival, like Trinidad Carnival. Like, there's no other way to describe it other than just going there and experiencing it for yourself. And I hope that it can get back up to that level at some point. Probably not in 22, if we're being 100% honest. But you seem young. I'm sure that you'll still be able to,
you got time.
You got a wife or kids or nothing, you know, be reckless, you know, whatever.
Pia, you're right.
I hope that happens to you.
I do have these two grandparents that, you know, tried to reel me in, you know, the genie. And Mr. Adventurer.
How am I a grandparent? I didn't say anything.
Because you're old too. Because you're old too.
She just had a birthday. Her birthday is on Wednesday.
Older than you.
That doesn't matter.
Thank you, Pia.
Thanks,
Pia.